Hey, welcome. You're listening to the Hammered Heron.
The Hammered Heron.
For our first time listeners,
this is the unofficial
Drunken Parrot Podcast. I'm Z, as you all well know, and with me today is the wonderful M.
Hey, howdy.
I'm back and ready to pod some cast. Jazz, why aren't you in the first bit?
I wanted to try out something new. Car.
Okay, but we don't have you until the quest of the week.
Yeah, Jazz, and why aren't you in any of the bits?
I could lie, but I'll tell the truth. Laziness and writing myself in.
Fuck that.
What?
You're saying your part.
Okay, then I will.
We know you will. Well then, Jazz, want to explain the premise of this episode?
Sure thing. Listeners, well, actually, a question first. Z, you've been a bit busy lately with your schedule, so you haven't been playing much lately, correct?
What's your point, Jazz?
Well, since Z hasn't been playing a lot, and since I'm assuming that he hasn't been keeping up with the new patch information about WoW, we're going to have what I like to call, I can't say.
A bullshit-a-thon!
Yes, that. A BS-a-thon for short. The idea here is that we'll be covering news and events like normal and upcoming PTR stuff, but Emma and I will periodically put false information here, and Z has to guess after we say all our information whether or not it's BS by simply saying, I call BS.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
Anything else, Jazz?
Yes, for our listeners, we'll be playing a BS alert, like so. There will be a small pause after the introduction to each bit, and when you listeners hear the alert, you will know that it's BS.
I didn't hear an alert.
Neither did I, Jazz.
You can't hear it yet. I haven't edited.
Well, then how will I know if it's BS or not if I can't hear the alert?
Well, you wouldn't want to, otherwise you'd know, and that'd take the fun away.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Anything else, Jazz?
Nope, let's get this started. News and events.
Don't look at me. I don't play anymore, so I can't.
Nope, that'd be my job. Upcoming events. Well, at the moment, we do have at least a couple raids up on the calendar. One is definitely for this upcoming Saturday for ICC.
Cool, and anything else?
I don't know, Jazz.
I think he's asking me. And yes, we've progressed raiding-wise since the last episode in the feat of killing Shannox, Beth Talak, and Lord Ryloth in the Firelands, and Akuthar in Baradin Hole.
Cool.
I'd like to call BS on that.
Z? That wasn't a lie.
Yeah, we actually did manage to do that.
Uh-huh. Moving on. Anything else you want to cover in 4.2 still, Jazz?
Actually, yes. Two kind of important things I want to finish up with the 4.2 talk. Number one being that there was a new legendary introduced. Dragonwrath, Terragosa's Rest, a new staff that you can get with the epic questline that begins in the raid file.
Which a couple of guildies have actually started already.
Well, see, that's actually truth.
Shit.
I didn't have this pre-planned. I didn't think you'd call BS on this. Well, yeah, that's actually truth, listeners. And number two would be a small thing that's still kind of important. A new quest line around Thrall and the Elemental Bonds.
I remember that. Isn't that...
Whoa!
What?
Spoilers!
Pretty sure everyone has done it by now.
Not quite everyone. And we don't want to ruin it for those who have.
Okay, but aren't we gonna give a slight summary?
Jazz?
When Thrall, a major character of the Earthen Ring, meets with Malfurion Stormrage, major character of the Cenarian Circle, along with the dragons Alex Straza. It's true, Z! And what part of after do you not understand?
I couldn't resist.
This is so unprofessional.
It's staying in the podcast.
It probably will. Can I continue?
Sure.
Like I was saying, when Thrall, a major character of the Earthen Ring, meets with Malfurion Stormrage, major character of the Cenarian Circle, along with the dragons Alexstrasza, Norse Domaru, and Ysera, and a couple other minor characters that I can't remember off the top of my head, they plan to use their combined powers to restore the World Tree when the ritual is disrupted by some Twilight Hammered people who ensnare Thrall. Afterwards, through a series of events, you must aid Agra in a series of quests to save Thrall from a fate worse than death.
Wow, Jazz, that was actually a nice summary. If it wasn't bullshit.
Yar.
Thanks, but shall we move on?
I don't see why not.
Moving on, there are loads of things in the 4.3 front on the PTR, and we'll try to cover a few of them in this episode.
And they are?
For one thing, there is a new thing called transmogrification. It's kind of hard to explain, but I'll do my best. For transmogrification, you know, I'm just going to shorten that to Xmog. For Xmog, you take your current gear, which can be anything with stats, and you can make it look for like other gear with stats. For example, let's say you have some random Cataclysm staff, and you really like the look of the cyclical staff from the Midsummer's Boss Ahoon. You can Xmog your current staff to look like the Ahoon staff.
Cool. Does it combine their stats?
No, it just looks for any stats from your old weapons, and it stays the same. Only the look changes.
And the rules?
There's rules?
There are a couple of rules currently, one of which is that it only works with gear that has stats, as I mentioned before. Second is that it only works on cosmetic gear, such as helm, shoulders, cloaks, chest pieces, bracers, gloves, belts, pants, boots, weapons, and offhands. The helm and the cloaks, most people really don't see them anymore, so most people might not be X-mogging those.
So no trinkets, rings, relics, or necklaces?
None of those. Also, two more things. You can only X-mog the type of gear you wear. Like, mages can't X-mog cloth to look like plate. And death knights can't X-mog plate to look like leather or something of lower armor value. You need to stay with the same armor class. Cloth to cloth, leather to leather, mail to mail, and plate to plate.
And?
Well, second is that if it's weapons you need, you need to stay with the same kind of weapon. Like, one-handed axes need to be with one-handed axes, staff to staff. You can't make a sword look like a mace. There is one exception to this rule, and that is with bows, guns, and crossbows. You can pretty much make any of them look like any of those three. But that
Bullshit.
Is currently the only exception. That actually is true, Z.
Yeah.
But then your bow would sound like a gun.
No, it would have the bow sound.
Ah, that sounds cool.
Very. So you have that to look forward to in the future. What else is there, Jazz?
Well, I'm going to cover a brand new legendary in 4.3. There'll be a new legendary swords for rogues only. This is like the staff that started in the new... This is kind of like the staff, and will be started in the new raid in 4.3 called the Dragon Soul, and will only require rogues. You can only be a rogue to get this legendary.
That sounds like bullshit.
Good job, Z. You caught his lock.
Yay!
Yeah, there will actually be a new set of legendary daggers for rogues only. These will be called the Fang of the Father, and apparently they'll be of 1.8 and 1.4 weapon speeds, along with turning you into some kind of demon thing with wings.
Cool, but can you cover the new raid a bit more?
Yes, I can. the new raid, the Dragon Soul.
Aren't we breaking?
Oh, yes. Thank you.